the ball. They couldn't get it inside. What we saw on Monday night, though, is a completely different set of guards as far as who they are. They've matured. They're playing the way Coach Pickler wants them to play. So I think that's the biggest adjustment Harbor Beach has to make.
And when I look at the two teams and you do comparisons, because you play a little game, little games within the game, you know, your post players versus their post players, your guards versus their guards, I really have to give Ubble the edge on the post. They have two really good posts, especially with Lycrant. He now is a seasoned player, and he's inside, outside. He is going to be tough. He's not a secret. Everybody knows about him, and I'm sure Harbor Beach has some type of scheme to guard him. On the other side, I think Harbor Beach might have a little bit more speed at the guard spot. Maybe not more experience because they are young guards, but I think when you look at that position and the players that they rotate in, Harbor Beach might have the edge on guard.
So, and I definitely have to say that it's definitely going to be a totally different matchup than what we saw. I think we're going to see what we thought we were going to see the last time, a very fast-paced game throughout the whole thing. I think both teams are going to jump out here and try to prove a point right off the bat. Because this time of year, you know, it's 32 minutes, you go home, or you move on, and both teams want to move on. And it would be nothing greater for Harbor Beach than to move on and have a chance to win the district championship here on their home floor. Probably would make nothing than to get the revenge back on a team that they thought really the potential was to be the team that was going to go on last year, and they weren't, and Harbor Beach continued with their Cinderella season that they had last year, getting all the way into the regional finals. So.
And really, if you look at teams, boys or girls, the teams that come out and are explosive in the beginning of the game tend to win. Because it's that 32 minutes and you're done, and I think that happened Monday here, the two games we watched last night in the regional, I mean, both those teams, you know, in the first game, you know, Valley Lutheran just came out firing in the beginning of that game, from what I understand, and never looked back. DeVal, not quite as much. That was kind of a seesaw back and forth for most of the first half of that game, but really, it's almost like a two-minute overtime game when you look at it and break it down into short periods. You want to come out and be explosive in the beginning.
Yeah, I've always been taught and coached in a manner of it's a 4 minutes. Play the game by 4 minutes in any way and look at it 4 minutes, 4 minutes, 4 minutes. Whether you're at the high school level or the college level, you want to go 4 minutes, you know, and piece it. Don't try to, especially if you're behind, you don't want to try to get it all back. But I don't think that's going to be a matter here. I think we're going to see a lot of lead changes here. Unless we see some jitteriness, which I don't think so. These guys are used to playing each other. There's a rivalry there, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. Even the track and cross-country teams have a rival amongst themselves. So, for tonight, Mary Lee, I think the keys for Ugly are they're going to have to continue the ball movement that they've been having. Move the ball real well, get it inside like they have been, get it outside. But they're going to have to bring the intense defense early and call the Pirates fast. Don't give them any chance to get a lead. Stick with the game plan they've had for the last 9 games, which has been teamwork. And they've been riding the workhorse that got him here, Marshall Lycrant. You know, he's seeing the basket well. He's seeing his teammates. He's shooting. He's distributing it well. You know, we talked about how he was coming into the game with 22 points per game and 8 rebounds. You look at this young man. He has not had anything less than, I believe, his lowest was 10 points.
And,
nope, not even that, 12 points.
12, yeah.
And that was way back against Bay City All Saints, Harbor Beach, the first time he played him. This man's had double digits the whole time, and he can carry the team. And he brings the pressure, and they thrive around that. But something we're seeing is the role players stepping up. Josh White knows to clean up the rebounds. Len DeWicke knows that he needs to be in the position to look for the ball from Lycrant if he's not open. More importantly, the guys, Pickler's got them trained that if they throw the ball inside, move to an open spot so that the post player can kick it back out so they have an inside-outside game, which we saw in Cass City. So I think that's the keys for Ubley. The key players for Ubley, it's the Ubley guard. They cannot have a letdown. They are very much improved since the last meeting, but they cannot get lazy. They can't get complacent. They need to stay out of the double-team area and the trap area. If Harbor Beach traps them, Ubley guards are smart. They can't see to get around them, and Harbor Beach has quick hands.
Yep.
And the biggest thing is Harbor Beach long shooters. They have to box them up. They cannot let Krakowicz and Sorensen and Mazur and those guys at Ginter and even Kraft, any of the Harbor Beach guys can shoot threes. They shoot those threes, they need to box them out because we're seeing a lot lately in men's basketball that nobody's boxing out on those long shots. And everybody who's getting smart is picking them up. So Ubley's going to have to take care of that. So what do you think Ubley's got to do? And then we'll take a look at Harbor Beach.
I agree. Their guards really have to dominate. And if they don't, you know, a 6'5 post player is half of the half and back it up with a 6'4 guy, a big body. But if they can't. get the ball to them, it doesn't matter. And I know they will probably dominate the board. They better be selective on their shots because those long shots come off long, and the little guards from Pepper Beach will be nabbing and running the other way.
And the keys for the Pirates are seeing no letdown from Monday night. They got a lot more work to do. You know, they won that game. Let's hope they don't come out with a letdown. They need a quick start like Monday night. They need to stab the Bearcats hard and early. They need dribble penetration into the paint area. It's going to be key for Harbor Beach. They need to get ugly bigs in foul trouble early. If shot, you know, if their shot's not there, quick kickouts to the trailers. Ugly post players, get them moving inside and outside quickly. So if they can take them and get them moving outside, get some mismatches created,
yeah,
they're going to get some easy buckets underneath for the smaller teams. Their key players is their bench players. I think Harbor Beach's bench players are going to play a lot more extended minutes tonight because, you know, Ubley's got a very deep bench. So they're going to need to come in and they're going to need to score some points, but they're going to also have to play some very, very aggressive defense.
Yeah.
Hanson, Booms, Mazur, Ginther, you know, they need to wear, Ubley will wear the bench down. And, you know, so they need
right.
to have that. But when we come back, we'll, oh, go ahead. We got a little bit of time here. Give me your thoughts on what Harbor Beach needs to do.
I really agree. I think that penetration has to be there and get those post players to commit and then kick. And I think they have the guards to do it. You can bet that they're going to be trying to kick it in.
And you think
Trapp, he may get a little bit deep too deep sometimes, but I think he'll be all right.
And I think that's what we're going to need to see also. My final is going to be probably 64, Harbor Beach 56.
I don't think we're going to see that many points. I think you're looking at maybe, I'm going to go with 55 for Harbor Beach, 48.
Probably. All right, when we come back, we'll have tip-off for you.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
This is Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance Agency at 104 Scott Street in Bad Axe. Let's go over all your insurance needs. Give us a call at Peruski Insurance in Bad Axe, 989-269-9555.
When you need good, reliable transportation you can count on at an affordable price, think Buchholz Auto Sales of Bad Axe. They're your source for nice, dependable vehicles priced under $4,500. It's an ideal place to find an affordable car for you or your teenager, a second family car, or a way-to-work car. Inventory changes daily, but they usually have some 2002 to 2005 models on hand. Buchholz Auto Sales at 945 South Van Dyke, right next to WLEW, is open 9:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9:30 to noon Saturday. Buchholz Auto Sales was paying cash for clunkers, dead or alive, long before the government ever thought of it, and Buchholz will even haul it away.
It's tax time. Again.
You know, do-it-yourself filing online sounds easy and simple, but unless you're experienced in accounting, it's easy to guess wrong. That can cut into your refund, and in some cases, it could even trigger an IRS audit. The safe and sure way to get back every penny you're legally entitled to is contact Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. Take advantage of her excellent reputation, years of experience, and knowledge of tax law changes and interpretations to make sure you pay the minimum the law requires according to your circumstances. Book your appointment early. Call Lori Messing at 989-658-8525. 658-8525. That's 658-8525.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School. I'm sure you can hear the fans. Everybody pumped up here. The Peach Cats are over here. The Harbor Bearcats got their fan club going here. And we're getting ready for kickoff here. We got the starting lineup. And now we've got another starting lineup. So the Harbor Bearcats, number 10, Brandon Lassa. Number 4, Brett Ferry. Number 32, Eric Boone. Number 34, Marshall Wyfran. And number 52, Rick Gassack.
Number
34, Jordan Boone,
and number 40, Andrew
Kamen. And tonight, the